Former Marine Corps General James Mattis has been criticised in the past for not saying enough about his time as US Defence Secretary under Donald Trump. But he certainly couldn't be accused of holding back in his critique today of the President's response to the current nationwide protests. In a blistering attack, Jim Mattis said he was angry and appalled by the events of the past days and accused the President of sowing division and lacking mature leadership. The comments come against a backdrop of simmering tensions between the White House and the armed forces over Donald Trump's threat to send in the military to restore order as protests escalate into a ninth night over the death of an unarmed black man in police custody. Barbara Miller has our report.
As night fell, Seattle looked a little like Hong Kong. Those at the front of a protest line kneeled down under colourful umbrellas, put up to protect them against a possible dousing in pepper spray. In Washington, they sang into the evening. In New York, as in many cities across the US, there was chanting on a ninth night of protest at the death in police custody of George Floyd. And there were words of encouragement from a former president, Barack Obama.
You have helped to make the entire country feel as if this is something that's got to change. You've communicated a sense of urgency that is as powerful and as transformative as anything that I've seen in recent years.
There has been vandalism and looting too, and the current president angrily retweeted a video mashup accusing mainstream media of underreporting the violence.
It's been a mostly peaceful protest, but then they chose to move in.
Many of these protests have been largely peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Donald Trump wasn't just angry at the media, but at these comments from his defense secretary, Mark Esper, rejecting the president's suggestion that a 200-year-old act could be invoked to allow the military to be deployed to the nation's streets.
The option to use active duty forces in a law enforcement role should only be used as a matter of last resort and only in the most urgent and dire of situations. We are not in one of those situations now. I do not support invoking the Insurrection Act.
It's understood that didn't go down too well with the president. His press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, was asked if Mark Esper still had Donald Trump's confidence.
As of right now, Secretary Esper is still Secretary Esper, and should the president lose faith, we will all learn about that in the future.
Later, in a sign that he perhaps recognized he'd gone too far, Mark Esper backed down on a decision to send home active army units sent to Washington to deal with the unrest. James Brown is a visiting fellow at the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney and a former Australian Army officer.
The president's shown that he doesn't like criticism from members of his senior leadership group. The press secretary of the White House was asked whether Mark Esper still had the president's confidence, and she said he does for now. But Mark Esper is in a tenuous position. He knows that the president overreached. He is concerned about what the president might try to do with the military and where that might lead this situation, and whether he can remain in his position, I think, is something he would be considering at the moment, and the president would certainly be considering it.
President Trump's threat to deploy the military has unsettled the top brass. It prompted General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to send an all-staff memo reaffirming that the US military supports and defends the constitutional right to freedom of speech and peaceful assembly. A former defense secretary has been far more blunt in his response.
And now, breaking from the Atlantic, the former secretary of defense, James Mattis, General James Mattis, who has rarely spoken out, has come out with this blistering condemnation of Trump.
In the piece, James Mattis said the president was deliberately dividing the nation and lacked mature leadership. Jim Mattis said he'd never seen anything like it, and the nation could unite without the president. James Brown again.
I think the silence from Jim Mattis has been deafening. There's a lot of people that wanted him to speak out when he resigned in a more forceful way. For him to wait until this moment to denounce the president is significant. But unless it's joined by voices from the Republican Party and from the president's colleagues, it will ultimately be meaningless.
And over the next few days, how do you see it playing out? I mean, at the press secretary in that same media conference you mentioned reiterated that the president could call out the military but hadn't done so. Do you think he's sort of backing away from the idea that he might take that step?
He would have advisors around him now saying, take your time, don't pour petrol on the flames, wait and see if it's necessary. But he loves to appear to be the strong man. He loves to play to that role of the commander-in-chief. And for his base, they expect him to take strong and decisive action to stop the looting of stores and the assaults that are taking place alongside lawful and peaceful protest.
Donald Trump responded to James Mattis's comments on Twitter. Glad he is gone, he wrote.
Barbara Miller with that report.